This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for the patient Beverly Campbell, medical records 128711, date of birth 8-8-1950. Referring physician, Dr. Luis Nunez Arroyo, A-R-R-O-Y-O. Procedure performed ETDN, colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure January 5th, 2024. Indications, nausea, vomiting, screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, melanosis coli. Number 4, diffuse gastritis. Number 5, polyp in the body of the stomach. Next number, rectal polyp or pregap. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Cecum for the colonoscopy. Complication, non-immediately medication, aspirin, anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was good per paragraph. Overall procedure, aspirin double template per paragraph. Findings, otopharynx, pyanoma per paragraph, esophagus. Pyanoma per paragraph, stomach. There's diffuse erythema in the antrum and body of the stomach. Biopsy taken, Raddatz pylori per paragraph. There's a diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach. Biopsy taken per paragraph. Duodenum G1, D2, a pyanoma period. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum. Prolapse celiac disease per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1 period, diminutive polyp in the rectum, about 3 mm pelco biopsy polypectomy performed per paragraph, thymic descent in colon, scattered diverticulosis present period, melanosis coli present per paragraph, splenic flexure, transverse colon, hepatic flexure, scattered diverticulosis present period, melanosis coli present period, ascending colon cecum, mild melanosis coli present per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, patient will need ABP colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number, anti-reflux measures. Next number, avoid NSAIDs. Next number, patient needs to follow up in GI of 3 to 4 weeks period.